All right, different day, different time, but same bat station. Here's Hooch, hello.
Yes, good morning, Darren. Good morning, listeners.
Well, tomorrow's a public holiday, so I thought, I don't want to get you out of bed early on a public holiday, so we'll do it today. And I was supposed to call you, I know, before 6:30, which is the normal time, but then I forgot about that, being Thursday, thinking, I had other things to do. And then I remembered during the news, I forgot to call Hooch. Anyway, we got you. How are you going?
Well, that's all right. At least I answered last week. It was a bit of a technical drama.
Yeah, well, actually, I did get a call about that during the week.
Oh no!
So was it involving a certain cards game or something that I heard?
No, I think it was just the fact that I was dodging a phone call, and I turned my phone off the ring, and then I forgot to turn it back on again when I went to bed. And you must have rang, and I was just blissfully asleep. But wow. I was sulking a little bit. I should have been up early that particular day and gone down the West Coast.
Yeah.
The boys, Clinton and Tristan, were going down the West Coast for a stripy trumpet of fish, and I wasn't going because I had my kids, which was no big deal. I love having my kids, but it was just the fact that I wasn't going, and the weather looked $1 million, and I was sulking.
Yeah, well, you're over it now, though. So what are you doing this weekend?
No, I'm not.
No, you're not, okay.
Because they had a really good trip, and they smashed some really nice stripy trumpeter, and they got some crayfish, and so I continued to sulk well into the week.
Righto then.
Well into the weekend, yes.
But what about this weekend?
This weekend it's going to be, I don't know what the weather's going to be like, but I was just saying to you off air that the fishing is really lifting. Everything seems to be firing. Doesn't matter whether it's fresh water or salt water. I think there's a couple of reasons there. I think the water temperatures are rising, so the fish are getting a lot more active. They're feeding hard, but also I think it's daylight savings, you know, and we're having that, you know, smatterings of good weather. We had that strange day last Monday or whatever it was where it snowed down to something silly, but on the whole, the weather's on the improve, and so is everyone's attitudes towards getting out and having a fish. So I'm seeing a lot of catches online.
Right. So the forecast today is 1 to 3 mils on the coast, up to 6 mils inland. Fairly windy this evening, so not ideal for fishing this afternoon. However, Friday and Saturday, both fine and the wind's dropping. So there you go.
Oh, that's fantastic. And, I mean, that'll get everyone excited, whether they're a boat fisher or a land-based angler. I've been seeing both different varieties of fishing, both land and sea, producing a lot of good fish, whether it's snapper or King George whiting or Australian salmon, flathead. Everything's been fishing quite well. Gummies. Everyone seems to be having a go. The people off the break walls and the rocky points are doing quite well on the squid as well. So, yeah, it's really quite exciting.
Now, speaking of boats, there was a fairly big boat just off Penguin during the week, and obviously a 24-hour operation because it was all lit up when I went to bed and it was all lit up when I got up for work in the morning. It's gone now, though. It's probably moved some just up the coast a bit, I suppose. But that was a decent boat. You reckon when the boats are all lit up like that, it's usually squid, yeah?
Yeah, I didn't know too much about it, but if it's lit up like that, it's one of two things. It's either a big squid boat or one of the commercial operations smacked the gummy and they're having a party and they're just getting loose.
Yeah, well, they weren't too far off the coast there.
Yeah, I'm just joking. It'd be a squid boat.
Yeah.
If it was lit up like that, that would be an arrow squid operation. They'll be in Bass Strait looking for some arrow squid. Yeah, there's good amounts of arrow squid in the Strait last season, so that they might be trying to find them again.
Right. Better fit the tides in, thanks to Deegan Marine. So we got a high tide at 5 this evening, 3.1 metres. Saturday's high, 5:38 p.m., again 3.1. Sunday's high, 6:20 p.m., but still plenty of daylight then. And that'll be about 3.1 as well. So pretty normal tides for this time of the year.
Yes, and I've noticed that the water flow out of the rivers has slowed down a little bit. So on the high tide, the mid tide and the high tide, the green water, the salt water, is coming up into the rivers, and that will mean that some of those upper reaches of the river at the top end where the salt water meets the fresh water and it gets a very estuary-type water quality, the big trevally are up in there feeding hard too. I've noticed some of the young boys from the Leven River doing quite well on some bigger trevally. So that's something you can probably try your hand. You can try your hand up on some points up around the Rowan Club, even off the wharf at Ulverston, I've done quite well with the kids with some Trevally this time of year. So, yeah, they're good fun on light gear. I don't really spend much time mucking about eating them, but they would eat quite well.
We haven't spoken about flathead for a little while. Heard anything?
Yeah, plenty of flathead about, all species as well. And there's a few competitions coming up. If you have a look at the Moz's Hot Bite page, we're still running that, even though Moz has passed away. We still run the Moz's Hot Bite page. There's a heap of competitions coming up. I will have a quick shout out to the boys that ran that competition at Port Sorell last couple of weeks. That, I think it wasn't the week last week, it was the week before. It was the first time they ran that event. It was the one where they measured across four species, and it was a really good turnout, and they had a great weekend. So I had some really good reports from that.
Excellent. Righto then, anything else you want to mention?
Oh, I think I'm pretty good. I might go back to sleep.
Yeah, well, you might as well. I mean, why not?
Although it does look like it's a reasonable day out there. Fairly bright.
Yeah, well, it's a bit of fog early this morning, but that seems to have mostly cleared now and burnt off. It's going to be fairly warm. I mean, we're already, well, it's 13 degrees in Devonport, and we'll be 14 before we know it. And then I reckon, well, this week, last couple of days, you've really noticed the temperature change, finally.
Yes, and I mean, yesterday was quite warm, and I mean, that's what I mean. Everyone gets a little bit warm, and they think to themselves, well, I better go fishing. And now the boys are starting to talk about mako sharks in the Strait, which is still a little bit early this time of year, but people are getting keener and keener and not being told, oh, you're wasting your time, because, you know, that's what they told Glenn Saltmarsh. He was wasting his time going out to catch big tuna, and, you know, he's made that his own. He's been catching big tuna, and everyone goes out there and catches big tuna. And again, just because you haven't heard any reports of any big tuna being caught recently, by all means go out and try, drag some lures and see how you go, and that will bring on a heap of activity if someone finds one.
All right, mate, plug your website, Facebook there.
That's Team Penn Simrad Fishing.
All right, mate, have a great weekend.
All right, cheers, same to you.